Amen. Good Spirit of the Lord, be in our midst. Appreciate the presence of the Lord. Don't you? Amen. I don't want to take it for granted. I just want to be right in the middle of it myself. Amen. Brother preached so well this morning. Amen. I want to be more than a conqueror, don't you? Brother Houston said that more than a conqueror, brother, it was his deal was when one of them prize fighters like Mike Tyson or I don't know all of them. Name. You know who they are. Wins the fight, that makes him a conqueror. But when he goes home and hands all that money to his wife, it makes her more than a conqueror. Amen. So I appreciate the Lord, don't you? And I enjoy being in the meeting, and I just so happen to be able to be here this year. And I love Texarkana, this church. We have a lot of fond memories of this church and our revival days of preaching. And I thank God for them, and I wouldn't take nothing for them. And just enjoyed being here this year. Appreciate the hospitality and the room. And I could have just hung on a nail somewhere, but I guess. And a Sunday school room or what, but you gave us a nice room, and we thank you for that. And Lord bless you for that. I have a meeting myself in July, and I know it takes a lot of money to operate these meetings. And I appreciate Brother Shad and this church. In the book of St. John, we'll get right into the word of the Lord. And I'll try not to hold you too long. Been such a wonderful spirit here. And it's been wonderful. Just went right on to dinner with that. Amen. And I hope this don't spoil on me. Or on you this morning. One man said, if you got a message and you took it to camp meeting and didn't get to preach it, be better it spoil on you and on the people. So I pray it don't spoil on you this morning. Hallelujah. Because I just want to be a blessing, and I pray the Lord would help me to be a blessing to you. Amen. And whatever part I played in the service today or had in it, and I surely want to be a blessing. In the book of St. John, chapter 4, we'll start reading, amen, with verse number 46 of St. John, chapter 4. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to mend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. But over in the book of St. Luke, another scripture I like to read, a very familiar scripture to us. Amen. The Bible said here, speaking of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in chapter 1, amen, Mary said in verse 38, or verse 37, the scripture said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. I want you to notice with me just for a few moments this morning, amen, Mary said, hallelujah, be it unto me according to thy word. And then in that nobleman's statement, amen, the Bible tells us there that the Lord just spoke that word to that nobleman whose son was, very sick, nigh unto death. Amen. And whenever he spoke, he said, amen, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Hallelujah. I want to preach this for a few moments today, if the Lord would help me, on just take him at his word. Hallelujah. How many believe we can just take him at his word? I read in the book of Numbers there, amen, when, Balaam was out to curse the children of the Lord, and the Lord spoke that word to us there, that he is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he spoke it, how many knows what he'll do? He'll do it. Hallelujah. If he said it, he'll bring it to pass. Amen. So we have the word of the Lord, and I begin to think, amen, in the beginning, amen, it all started with just the word. How many knows that? Hallelujah. The Bible said that God said, let there be, and there was. I don't believe it just evolved like science says it evolved, you know. This here method that they're teaching in our public schools. And, amen. It just evolved from a bunch of gloob and glob. And amen. No, I believe God said, let there be, and there was. Hallelujah. Amen. When God said, let there be light, there was light. Amen. When he said, let there be, you know, the waters divided, they were divided. Come on now. Amen. It was all started with the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm glad the word of God is true. Amen. And I tell you, we just need to take God at his word. Amen. Every miracle here was the greatest miracle, I guess, amen, that known to mankind. Amen. The miracle of Jesus being born, amen, by a virgin named Mary. Come on. And I know a large percentage of people don't even believe that miracle, but it happened. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, it happened. Mary, amen, that woman, amen, that little peasant woman, common as she was. Hallelujah. The Lord sent an angel to her and said, hey, you've been highly favor of the Lord and chosen of God to bring his son into the world. I like what she said. She said, just be it unto me as you say. Amen. That's the way we need to treat what thus saith the word of the Lord. How many times could we be better blessed and the move of God move in our favor if we could just learn to take him at his word? It started with a word. Amen. And even your salvation experience started with the word of God. Amen. Faith come by hearing, and hearing cometh by the word of the Lord. Amen. Hey, God moved on preachers. He moved on somebody to give you, thus saith the word of the Lord. I still believe it works today just that way. We still got the word of God. It's not some myth. No, it's the truth of God. I said, the truth of God, and God spoke the word in the beginning, and he still speaks the word to us today. Hallelujah. It just started with a word. Amen. Mary beheld, and amen, and said, behold thy servant, handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me, amen, according to thy word. And the nobleman just took him at his word. He went on his way. He didn't get a hand on his head. Amen. He just got the word of the Lord spoken to him. Amen. And when he got home, his servant or son was healed. It was a servant to the centurion over there, the Capernaum centurion. Amen. It was just his servant, but it was a son here. Amen. The man found him well. Come on. Because he heard the word of the Lord. I believe if we could hear the word of the Lord, he could bring us out today. Amen. He can bring you out of your problem by the word of God. Amen. By taking heed to the word of God. I read in the Old Testament times. Amen. I remember reading about Elisha, and he's a great prophet of God. Amen. Elisha stand one day in the gate of Samaria. You know what they were doing in Samaria? They were dying of starvation. Amen. There were a famine in the land. Amen. It was so bad they were eating their own children, some of them. Amen. Mules was being sold. Amen. and dove's dung was being sold, amen, there in the city, amen, of Samaria. But that man of God stood in the gates of Samaria and said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Aren't you glad for that preacher, that man of God who spoke those words? Hear ye the word of the Lord. Oh, we take it for granted. Sometimes it runs off like water on a duck's back, and we think not much of it. But I still believe it's valuable that we hear the word of the Lord. Speak to me, God. Speak to this congregation. Your word today that'll bring them forth in victory. And he spoke and said, thus saith the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And there's always one old doubter. One man said, if you doubt, you're going to do without. But if you believe, you shall receive. Amen. One old doubter leaning on the staff. And he said, hey, if there was windows in heaven, might such a thing be? In other words, he was saying, it's impossible, man. Don't you know what's been going on here? Don't you know what we've been doing in the city? Hey, man, it's bad here. Oh, but one word of the Lord can change everything. One message from heaven can change it all. Hallelujah. One word spoken by the God of heaven, amen, can turn your crosses around. It can make a difference in the way you leave this place today. It'll make the difference in the way you leave this fellowship meeting this week. If you just hear the word of the Lord, I believe God has promised some things to those that will believe and trust in Him today, if they'll just hearken to the voice of the Lord this morning. Elisha said, you may see it. You will see it with your eyes, but you will not be a partaker of it. Come on now. Oh, come on now. Hey, man, I want to be a partaker, don't you? Oh, whatever God's got, I want it. Hey, man, come on now. And the man got run over in the gate. Hey, man, a stampede crushed him in the gate. His doubt took him under. Amen. But there was barley, and there was wheat. Amen. For shekels, and amen, for two shekels. It was plenty of it. Because the man of God said it. I'm glad you can count on the word of the Lord. You can't count on every man's word. That's why the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but God be the truth. Amen. But you can count on what God says. I said you can count on what thus saith the word of the Lord. If you gave your promise, mama, hold on to it. If you gave your promise, daddy, hold on to it. If you gave your promise, preacher, hold on to it. God, I see it through. God, I move. Yeah. Hallelujah. I love the word of the Lord. I love God's men. I don't discredit them. Come on now. I don't discredit them. When God says something, He'll do it. Amen. My wife, when she was 9 years old, Brother Lynn, my wife's daddy went to a tent revival. None of you used to. You know, nowadays, a lot of people think every tent preacher is a fly-by-nighter. And I know a lot of them are. But in those days, amen, back in the, I got to get my numbers right. I have you thinking my wife is an old lady. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to ride home in peace today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, I want to get my numbers right. Anyway, way back here in the 60s. Come on now. Good old 60s. Hallelujah. Her dad went to that tent revival with a sick child in the hospital. Some kind of fever was on her. I don't know what kind it was, but it was bad. And they didn't have no hope for her to get better. Hallelujah. My wife's dad went to that tent revival with his oldest daughter, 9 years old, and took her there. And that service that night, he went up in a prayer line and gave the last $10 that he had. The preacher said, I want people to come with a $10 offering tonight and trust God to meet your need. Well, he went up there with the last $10 that he had and placed it in the offering pan. And the preacher prayed for him and prophesied over him and told him the Lord was going to work it all out. He was going to move mightily in his behalf. And he didn't have to worry about a thing. I know sometimes people say, well, that's just the word of a man. But he said, the Lord, thus saith the Lord. And when you say, thus saith the Lord, and God said it, you can take it to the bank. He's buried in Fort Knox. He's buried in the Federal Reserve. He'll do what he said. And he laid that money in there. Fire God hit him and fell in the floor. And when he got up that night, he looked down the altar, Brother Lynn and Brenda, my wife. Amen. Was in the altars at 9 years old, giving her heart to God. Amen. You can't get a better return than that in any bank in the world, any mutual fund or stock market in the world. Amen. Hey, listen to me. A soul is valuable. Amen. He already got his money back. But that morning, when he went the next morning to check on the family, the doctors had dismissed him. Amen. The hospital dismissed the whole bill. Amen. Because God is a man of his word. You can count on him. I said you can trust in him. You can lean upon him. Or you can depend on him. He's dependable. I said he's dependable. He will bring it to pass.
Well, I got to get done so you can go to lunch. I want to tell you something. God saved my wife, healed her sister, and paid the whole bill. And one was just one night of his word being spoken. What about that? How amazing that is. Glory to God. I wasn't there, Brother Mike, but I heard the young Brother Tibbet and Brother Usselton's last year. Amen. He said that 2 years ago, he went there, Brother Frankie Dunn. I mean, it was little Frankie Dunn. He preached here in your meeting 1 year. Amen. God really bless. Amen. Great guy, great preacher. Loves the Lord. He went to that meeting at Brother Hustleton's. It's just a meeting, you know, a small meeting like my meeting. And amen. Sometimes we think God can't visit, but he can. Amen. And that service, I don't know if you was preaching, who was preaching, but Brother Mike's the one that said it. That brother went there with a $13,000 indebtedness hanging over him. Amen. Interest just kept piling up on it. Him piling up on it. He said there wasn't no way I could ever pay it. They were wronging me. Amen. The way I understood it, Brother Mike, they were just adding to it. Amen. All kind of money. And he said, I could never pay it off. If I'd ever paying it about a month, I'd never get it paid off. Amen. Just kept multiplying. They was putting more on me. And the increase was in their favor. Amen. Monthly increase was going up. And he said, I went to that meeting. And I don't know if Brother Mike was preaching, but somehow Brother Mike said, God, just give somebody a blank check. Amen. Wouldn't you like to have been there when God said, hey, just give somebody a blank check? Woo! Here I am. Hey man, that young couple was there. Hallelujah. And oh, Brother Frankie said, whenever he said that, it hit me. Now listen to me, I preached a lot of people at one time, and I knew everybody wasn't getting it, but I preached them. When I knew one, it was just for one. It may just be for one. But the Lord specializes in just the individual, just with one. And Brother Frankie said he grabbed his wife by the hand and said, that's for us. That's for us. Amen. And they went up front and you prayed for him. And the fire of God fell on him. They wept and cried. He said he went home within 2 weeks. Amen. They got every bit of that money and then some. Amen. I'll tell you, they was more than a conqueror. God paid all the bill in 2 weeks' time. God moved in their favor. I come to tell you, God is moving in your favor. I believe God's moving in somebody's favor today. He moved on me to preach this message. And God saying he's moving on somebody's need right here today.
You know what? I just got the testimony. Brother Turner sat back there. They know Brother Turner. I don't even know his first name. I just know Brother Turner. Sister Casey, he sat back there where he always sat. And I don't know if it was because of an accident that he had, he was in the bind he was in, or what got him in the bind. Amen. But he was facing $300,000 of indebtedness that he could not pay. Hallelujah. And while that service was going on, hallelujah, Brother MacDonald was preaching tonight, and Brother Mike can verify this. And Brother Turner said, Brother MacDonald, come running back here. Amen, Brother Quentin. And said, God just give you a blank check, brother. Amen. God just give you a blank check. The word of the Lord, Brother Lynn. He said, the Lord said, he just give you a blank check. I'm sure others knew he was in the bind. And brother said, I've been putting in the paper. I've been advertising my equipment. Couldn't sell it for nothing in the world. He said, but whenever I got that blank check, I said, oh yes, Lord. Be it unto me, Mary said, even as you've spoken it. Come on now, be it unto me as you spoke it today. Amen. So took that blank check and went home, and said, in less than a week, a man came and bought all my equipment and gave me more than I was asking for it. Amen. Gave me a boost. I'm telling you, we need to take God at His word. We need to really believe Him. I said, we need to really believe Him. Amen. He is, and it is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I still believe God is a miracle worker. I believe God can speak, and it can be turned around right now on your behalf. One man carried his bed to the pool, or somebody helped him carry it. He carried it from the pool. Somebody else carried it to the pool with him on it probably. And for 38 years he laid there by that pool. 38 years. And every time that angel come down, he said, somebody else got in my way getting to the pool. Holy God. Oh, come on now. Somebody's always stepping in front of me. Amen. Come on now. Glory to God. But Jesus come along. Jesus come through town. Oh, you feel Him passing by this morning? Do you feel Jesus passing by? I know. Brother Trace, I said that in one place preaching years ago, and this pastor said, Jesus don't pass by. Amen. I said, He still passes by. Hallelujah. Amen. I still believe He passes by. I still believe He makes house calls. I still believe He said, where two or three agree in my name, there am I in the midst. Jesus said that. It didn't discount my faith one bit, because the preacher didn't believe that. I believe He still passes by. And Jesus come passing by, and He found the man at the pool. Amen. Been there a long time. You might have been there a long time. But if you listen to Jesus, He's speaking something to you today. What's He saying? Take up your bed and walk. Get up on up and walk. Arise up and walk. Get out of that stupor you're in. Get out of that condition.
Let's get up and walk. Let's walk. Amen. For Jesus today. Let's believe God one more time. The man said, hey, I have no man. When the waters are troubled, to put me in the pool. Amen. Well, you have no excuse. I'm he that says, rise up and walk. And when I speak, it's got to do it. It's got to obey me. His word speaks to the storm. And the storm is calm. His word speaks to the sea. And the sea is calm. You think he can't speak to your situation? Come on now. That man got his bed. Carried it out of town. Come on. He become an asset to his family. He become an asset to society. Come on now. He become dependable. Amen. For others. Oh, hallelujah. Because they heard Jesus say, take up your bed and walk. I read where a woman was bowed over in her infirmity for 13 or 18 years. 18 years. Could not straighten herself up. But Jesus come, and an audience was before him. And he looks in that audience and sees her. He sees you. He sees your condition. He sees your need. He knows right where you're at today. And he pointed her out and said, woman, come here. He called her to him. And he spoke these words. Woman, thy loose and thy infirmity. And immediately the Bible said, she was set free. And she threw her hands in the air and began to glorify God. She began to praise him. It was the word of the Lord that brought her out. Just a word can turn it around. If you can just believe. Amen. Doubt gets us in trouble. In the previous scriptures of this chapter, Zacharias gets the same visit from the same angel. Hallelujah. We won't blame our trouble on other things. But his trouble was doubt. Come on now. Unbelief. Robbed him. Almost robbed him of it all. I'm sure. And old Zacharias is in the temple doing his duty. Amen. Usually, you know, we all do our duty. I hope that you do your duty. He's there doing his duty in the temple. And all of a sudden, here comes this angel in the temple, Brother Tracy, and said, hey, Zachariah, your prayers have been heard, man. Oh, your prayers have been heard. God's done heard your prayer. Amen. After all these years, you've been praying for a son. You fixing to get him. And his name is going to be John. Amen. Zachariah said, you know, man, how can this be? Amen. You see how old I am? You know about Elizabeth? Amen. You know how old Elizabeth is? Amen. That's an impossible feature you're talking about. Amen. The angel said, well, that you didn't believe. Amen. And you're going to be dumb of the tongue, not able to speak until the birth of the child. Amen. You know, some of your sisters would enjoy what happened to Zachariah. Amen. If it happened in your home, you'd probably have a time of that. Amen. Not hearing the husband for 9 months. Amen. You said, what a wonderful thing that would be. Amen. He'd have to write his orders out and he had to tell me this on paper. Amen. Zachariah went home and Elizabeth said, what in the world's the matter with you? You got laryngitis. What's the matter with you? I can't talk. He had to write down. He took my voice. I can't tell you with my voice, but I can tell you this much, and you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. Amen. You're going to have a baby. Amen. You're going to have a baby boy. It was hard to believe. But when God said it, you can believe it. I said, if God said it, you can believe it. You can count on it. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, you can count on it. I got to do what he said. For 9 months, family probably said, what in the world got a hold of Zachariah? And Elizabeth said, I don't know, but in a lot of ways it's wonderful. Glory to God. Glory to God. 6 months down the road, here come Mary. Glory to God. Here come Mary. She comes in that tent, whatever they lived in, and says, oh, Elizabeth, have I got news for you? Oh, hallelujah. I had an angel visit with me. And the angel said, I'm going to have a son. And his name is going to be Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Brother Quentin. Mary tells her the story about the angel coming and said his name is Jesus. John turned the tumbleweed over inside of her. Amen. John began to leap for joy. I don't know about you, but Jesus still causes me to leap for joy. I may be 51, but hey, I'm still not going to settle for the smoke. I still want the fire. I still want the joy. I still want the blessing in my life. And if I keep the blessing, I got to keep hearing what he says. I got to keep hearkening to what he said. And Mary said his name is Jesus. And Elizabeth said, John leaped in her womb. The baby leaped for joy. Hey, glory to God. I believe the Lord would have you leaping for joy here this morning. If you could just believe what he said. 3 months later, they come out and said, when the baby was born, Elizabeth, is his name going to be Zachariah? What's that baby boy's name going to be? All these years, you know you want a little Zachy around. What about Zachariah? Elizabeth said, no. Amen. His name shall be called John. Amen. John. J-O-H-N. Amen. And Herod said, we'll see what the daddy says about it. Hallelujah. Zachariah. Amen. Gets him some paper. Hallelujah. 9 months of no voice. 9 months of being dumb. Amen. Zachariah writes down. Is John. He writes down the angel's word. The angel said his name is John. Come on now. Hallelujah. And when he wrote John, the Bible said his tongue was loose and he began to prophesy. Amen. Listen to me. You'd be surprised what you would do if you believed what he said. If you just took him at his word, you can leave here today with your need met. You can leave here today with problems solved. I said you can leave here today with burdens carried away. On this very service today, you can leave and say, hey, I got just what I needed from the Lord. As I heard what he said, and I believe him today. I know it's just a little simple message, but God's word means so much. Amen. It means so much. Brother Charles Barnett years ago was in a prayer line with a heart trouble in Bristow, Oklahoma. And walking through that prayer line to get prayed for, Brother Anthony, they said that Brother Moore walked over to him. Brother Shoecraft said, I see you way down the road preaching the gospel. Amen. What are you doing in this prayer line? And Brother Barnett said, yeah, what am I doing in this prayer line? He sees me way down the road preaching. Hallelujah. I'm going to live. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, I know Brother Moore's got some problem remembering things, but if he told me something today, I'd believe him. Come on now. Glory to God. And he told Brother Barnett, I see you preaching way down the road. That's been years ago. I don't know how long ago that's been. It's been a long time ago, though. Amen. The Lord told him that. He's been living ever since. I don't guess he ever had some more heart trouble since then. You mean you can step in a prayer line and have a man of God speak to you and say, I'll see you down the road years later preaching and believing and be healed? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. A blind man hear Jesus say when they go to the pool and wash, amen, put mud balls on his eyes, and he just went to the pool of Siloam. And when he came back seeing. Amen. The crowd said, what's got a hold of him? He's got a sight for the first time in his life. Amen. He's a seeing. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, it can be changed in just one spoken word into your life and heart. It can change the whole thing in your life today. Turn it around. Just a word. Just a word. God's word is true. He said it, he'll do it. My wife's grandma was an old Methodist lady. Amen. Cancer took her. And her daddy, I don't know how long ago it's been, 35 years, I guess, ago, maybe 40. Brother Lynn probably knows Miss Mabel, Miss Mabel Stapp. They called all the family and Brother Lynn back then and said, make it comfortable for her. She's going to die. And they didn't have hospice then. They just sent her home to die. She had sackfuls of medicine. Amen. And my wife's daddy just started preaching. And he said he got to praying that Sunday morning. The Lord said, go get your mama at 2 o'clock today, son. Tell her you're going to come get her and take her to a tent revival in town. And I'm going to heal her. Over to God. And Brother Anthony, my wife's daddy said, okay, Lord. Amen. He went and told his mama, Mama, I want you to be ready at 2 o'clock. Around 2 o'clock, I'm taking you to that tent revival in town. God said it's going to heal you. Amen. Well, amen. I don't even know who the preacher was. That don't matter. Amen. He loaded her up and took her to that tent revival. Amen. Miss Mabel, she was an old Methodist, but she never did cut her hair really. Amen. She wouldn't let them put a scissors in it, even when those old sinners, boys and girls, wanted to cut it when she laid in the bed on a stroke. Amen. She wouldn't let them cut it. Amen. After all them years. And Miss Mabel, she got in that car and they rode over that tent revival. And I'm going to let you go right here. Amen. And they prayed for her that evening. It wasn't nothing elaborate. Nobody shouted. Nobody run the aisles. Nobody jumped up and down. Just laid hands on her and prayed for her. And told her to go on about her business. The Lord had healed her. Amen. She took that home. You know what she did? She went home, went into her medicine cabinet, Brother Shad, and got all of her bottles of medicine. I don't know what all she's taking. Amen. She went to the commode. Hallelujah. And just poured all of her medicine down the commode. I'm talking about a Methodist woman, an old Methodist woman. She just flushed her commode with all the medicine in it. Amen. Every bit of it. She pushed down the commode and flushed the lever until it all got gone. Amen. Told her son, son, you don't know how long I waited for somebody to tell me that. Amen. She believed what the man said. She believed the Lord had really done it. Over to God. Oh, if a Methodist lady can do that, what about us who's heard more word than we've ever known to hear? Better preaching than we've ever heard in our life. It ain't no shortage on the word. We just need to be hearers and have hearers to it. Amen. Oh, yes. That Methodist lady dumped it down a commode and flushed it. Amen. Went on about her business and lived about 30-something years longer and never did have cancer the rest of her days. Amen. I don't even know if they even diagnosed her anymore. I checked her out. She just lived and died of a stroke years later. Amen. Listen to me. If God said it, you can depend on it. Amen. Yes, you can. He's just looking for somebody that'll believe him, or somebody that'll take him at his word and take it to heart and believe him today. All right. That's all it takes. Amen. If thou canst believe. And I know it's very simple this morning. But I'm very simple. I ain't a Brother Anthony. I'm very simple. So, what you got this morning? You'll just take him at his word. Amen. You ain't got to worry about it. Take God at his word. You'd be amazed how quick it can be done. Amen. How immediately it can happen. Immediately the woman was made straight. Immediately the man took up his bed and walked. What a change. Just hearing the word of the Lord. Hearing the word of the Lord can change all that.
Yes, it can. Change all that. Amen. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We started with the word. Even the first miracle was with the word. Amen. Listen to what Jesus said.
Fill the water pots with water. Fill them up. Amen. When they did, there was a miracle. You'd be surprised what God's doing right now in somebody's heart. Amen. Right here today, you just need to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Are you here this morning? I know it's about 20 minutes to dinner time. You're eating at 12:30. I sure don't want to go over. Amen. I was at one place, and I testified too long. Brother Shad said that cook had the frying pan in his hand down there. Amen. Just be teasing with me. I don't want the cook to bang us on the head. But I'll tell you something this morning. Amen. If you could hear the word of the Lord. How many's ever had him speak to you in a service? When you didn't know what to do. You didn't know which way to turn. Hallelujah. I've been there, Brother Mike, when it was hair flu. I didn't know what to do. Amen. Come on now. Brother Max was at our church a few years ago. Back in September. It'll be 2 years September. Amen. He was at our church preaching. I'm going to close with this. Amen. I was in a dilemma in my mind. Nobody against me. I'm plugging for you, Brother Maxson, today. So I won't pay me later. And he was preaching at meeting. I didn't talk to you, did I? Amen. Nobody told him nothing. Brother Dallas come at Tuesday night, Monday night. I don't know what night it was. It was Tuesday night. And second, third night of revival. And Brother Maxwell, I know he's one of these guys that preaches with illustrations all the time. He got chains, ropes. He left them all at my place. Amen. Chains and ropes. And he used all kind of deal. A bucket of honey. Amen. Well, any way to get it across, I guess you got to get it across. And that night, he had one of these ropes. And he wanted to pull people out of the pit. And sometimes us preachers don't like to admit it. It's us. We don't like to admit it, sir. About like me, you know. And I told this before. I was going up the highway last year going to Brother Bloomfield's meeting. And we was going up 49. And I was in my Roadmaster Buick. And this car went past me. And Brother Quentin hubcap run off. And I told my wife, we laughed about it. I said, look at that guy's hubcap. Just running up the road and he don't even know it. Look at it. His hubcap's gone. And she said, well, run up there. And I rolled the window and tell him his hubcap run off. And I said, oh, he's a foreigner. He wouldn't understand if you told him. Amen. He wouldn't pay you no attention. So I did run up there, but I didn't see any hubcaps going off his vehicle. They all looked the same all the way around. And I passed him, you know, just to make sure. And he passed me on the other side. So I seen all four wheels. And I said, well, he might not have been his. And I got on up the road to the eating place. Got out and I checked. My car was making a roaring sound anyway. And I thought it might have been in the tires. And I come out from eating, Brother Harris. And when I come out, I looked. I said, hey, it wasn't his hubcap. It was my hubcap the whole time. I didn't even know it. It was my hubcap. And I thought I had it locked on real good. But it run off. And we don't like to admit it's us sometimes. Come on, we come in our pious, holy clothes. Amen. Our righteousness. Amen. We're so up and up. We don't want nobody to know it's us. We don't want nobody to know we're in the fire. Come on. Holy Ghost anyway. Amen. You know, I was into it in my mind. Brother Brewer, the devil said, it's over, it's over, it's over. Amen. And people had told me that before, but I didn't believe them. But here I am believing my mind. And I'm up against it. And Brother Mike, he calls Brother Dallas Lates up, who just lost his brother in an automobile wreck. And he pulls him up out of the pit. We get around him, and well, I'm all for that. Amen. But then Brother Mike said, how many knows your pastor's in the pit tonight? None of them look like they believed you. But I did. Oh, Lord. I did. I believed him every bit of it. Amen. I did. And he said, I want Brother Hobby to come up here and his wife. And he wrapped that rope around me, Brother Mike. And, amen. They started gathering around me and pulling me up. Sister Casey, whenever they got through pulling me out of the pit with a rope, I got up and told them just how I felt in my heart. Amen. I said, but the Lord convinced me tonight. Amen. It ain't over. Amen. He's not through yet. Amen. And the next night, listen to me. The next night, Brother Jerry Turner come. And Brother Jerry Turner, to me, is a man of God. Amen. Yes, he is. And he spoke and said to me, go get your funeral arrangements ready. I'd go make arrangements because I trust him that much. And Brother Jerry come the next night and we just having one of them services. You didn't know where to go and what to do. Amen. I done preached a while and we sung a while and we shouted a while. Amen. And Brother Mike didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to do. And I looked at Brother Jerry and I said, Brother Jerry, I feel like you need to come and talk to us. And he said, I'm just waiting on you to call on me. And he brought his Bible up to the front. And he began to preach on, just come and see. Come on, see. Come on, see. Come on. Andrew said, come on, Peter, and see. Come on, Nathaniel, you just got to go see. Philip, come on and see. And he got to preaching that. And he looked at me and said, Brother Hobby, he didn't know what went on the night before. He didn't know what was going on in my mind. The Lord said to tell you, all right. I feel prophecy coming on me, that the glory's going to come down on you in this church. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just come and see. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what I did? I just took it to the bank. All right. I ain't seen everything I want to see yet, but I've seen the glory on the church. I've seen God move in some ways. Amen. I want you to know something. In December now, us poor old country folks, it means a lot. Amen. December, one person, whoever they are, I don't even know today, and I don't want to know. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Amen. Sent $10,000. Amen. To the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Just paid the parking lot. Glory to God. That means a lot to me. Amen. That ain't no glory. I don't know what glory is. Amen. That's some glory. You hear me? Amen. Hallelujah. I said, that's some glory. Amen. Hey, do you hear me? I just took it to the bank. Hey, listen to me. We struggle like every church. But since then, there's been two families already come to the church. Oh, yeah, we fight those that's backsliding and slipping and sliding. And we face the enemy. But I'm holding to the glory. I'm holding to what God said. Amen. You can't deny what God said. He's not a man that he should lie. And he's the son of man that he should return. Amen. You can believe it. I said, if he said you're coming out, you're coming out. If he said you're getting up, you're getting up. If God said you're going to be healed, you're going to be healed.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You can count. Oh, I'm about like the brother. I don't know if I want to preach on in 5 minutes or shout. Amen. But the Lord's talking to somebody right here today. Amen. I know we've had a wonderful service. It's been all right, me, if you shouted while you stand. I got to let you go. It'll be dinner time. Amen. Somebody might need to get an altar and get your knee met yet right here in the service. Would you stand all over the house this morning? They want to get a song? Amen. I can. Amen. But there may be a need. There may be somebody right here that God's talking to. Amen. But you need God to move for you. Maybe you need a blank check. Maybe you need the word of the Lord. I know gas has gone up. God knows all about it. I got children in the ministry full time, just like a lot of people do. And I'm a worried father. I worry. I don't know why I should, Brother Ian. Many times I've seen God move from me in my evangelizing days. And since I've been a preacher, I don't know why we worry sometimes like we do. Amen. But God's going to take care of His own. I remember last, just in a few months past, Rhonda and Mike, I felt like they needed God to move for them where they were at that time. I was praying for them, God, move for them this week. Move for them. Amen. And you know, while I was praying for that, I don't know if God answered my prayer, answered their prayer, but He answered somebody's prayer. Amen. Brother Donnie Williamson, their pastor, he called him up and said, this person, amen, a stranger in town met him and said, how you know that Mike and Rhonda Groves? He said, yeah, they go to my church. Amen. He said, you know how I can get a hold of them? And Brother Donnie said, well, yeah, I know how to get a hold of them. He said, well, I really think a lot of their ministry. He wasn't even a saved person, from what I understand, or she wasn't even a saved person, just out there in the world, just happened to be, met him on the street. And Brother Anthony, that individual, whoever it was, amen, said, I just want to give him some money. And you know how I can get a hold of him? And Brother Donnie said, yeah, I'd put it in the bank for him. I have their account number. We do it all the time for him. Amen, from our church, we help them from time to time. Amen, you can give it to me, and I'll see to it to get it. Amen. I'll let them know that you sent it to them. And so Brother Donnie said he's looking for the man to hand him a $50 check, you know, a $100 check. Amen. And Brother Lynn said whenever he got the check, he looked at it, and it was for $1,000. Amen. You think God can't take care of His people? Hallelujah. Come on now. You just do what God said. Amen. Elijah, you go down to the brook. I'll take care of you there. I'll send it by the ravens. Amen. I'll feed you down by the brook. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just go ahead and do what I said, and you watch me work. Amen. You go on to the Zarephath, to the widow woman's house. And, amen. I'll sustain you. Come on now, these preachers. I'll tell you something. God's going to take care of His business. Whether it be a church, amen, pastoral church business, or evangelistic business, or a missionary business, God's going to take care of His business. Well, this old daddy worried and fretted a little bit. God was already in the making, moving on somebody else. I feel definitely like somebody in the service today. If you'll step out in faith today, say, I got a need in my life, brother. For the next few minutes while he plays, we're going to give you just a few minutes time to make your move. And if not, I'm going to turn it back to Brother Shad. You're a wonderful pastor. I love Brother Shad. But if there's anybody in this house just want to take a step of faith for the next few moments, amen. And say, brother, nobody knows, but I know. Right now, right quickly, while Brother Bobby plays. That's right. I believe God's talking to some people right here today. It's a step of faith this morning. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this service. He said, I need God to work a miracle in my life. I'm going to take Him at His word. Well, come on. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this.
If God said
glory,
I believe it.
Hallelujah.
There ain't nothing more to say.
Oh, come on, church.
Cause I'm standing on His promise that the world can't take away. I have chosen to hold on to the truth that I have heard. So I'm giving back the sorrow. I'm taking my God at His word.